Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Welcome to the podcast for the week of June 1st. I'm your host, Sheila Belanger. I would call the astrological energies of this week an invitation to wage peace. As I record this, there are riots in the United States, huge anger about the injustice of the murdering of Black men, Black women, and all the pent-up anger and fear with COVID in the pandemic times, and all the terrorists homegrown in countries that are so frightened of the cultural and societal changes and the loss of power and territory and privilege. These are hard times. And there's huge astrological invitations from the archetypes. We are in those amazing times of initiation where the old life is over. And as many people are hungry as things open up around the world to go back to normal, most of us know we're not going back to normal. The kinds of tremendous challenges and tremendous insights that have come in the pause of the pandemic times challenges us to say, don't go back to sleep, don't go back to normal. Go forward with your life, make changes that you now know you need to make. And just as the external world is erupting in protest and anger about injustice, the internal world is erupting, perhaps not in anger, but erupting to say, no, the old status quo doesn't work. It's not equal. It's not fair. It's heinous. It's killing parts of yourself, killing parts of the world, killing communities. So wage peace. And what we have this week are a couple of really strong energies. On Tuesday, June 2nd, Venus, who is retrograde, in last podcast I talked about her retrograde cycle. She's now in the underworld of her cycle, symbolically. She's disappeared from the sky as an evening star. We can't see her. And she's going through a deep transformation. And then she'll become a morning star on June 9th. She'll rise and begin a new cycle. She was at the very end of her cycle that began in October of 2019 in the sign of Libra, October 2018, which called us to a new cycle with Venus to look at how to have fairness. Libra is a sign that has to do with reciprocity, fairness, justice, right relationship. Last time Venus rose in the heavens in October of 2018, she was calling us to a new era with her archetypal energies. Venus is about lover, relationship, values. How do we be in right relationship? We're at the very end of that cycle, and here we are with riots and justifiable protests in the streets because we've not learned the lessons of fairness and equality and reciprocity. And she's in her dismemberment phase. Everything's falling apart with relationships on one level. You might be seeing this in your own personal life too. And on June 2nd, Venus in Gemini squares Mars in Pisces. Mars is the warrior archetype. When it's healthy, it's the advocate. It takes a stand. It defends. It's using our yang energy, our anger, in service to change and transformation. Mars, when it's unhealthy as an archetype, is violent aggression and domination. Now, Mars is currently in the sign of Pisces, which is a hard sign for it to match with as an archetype, because Mars prefers, as a yang energy, to go forward, to fight battles, to take care of, to steward, to protect. And Pisces is a very watery, fluid sign of deep feelings. It's very amorphous. And so what we usually have when Mars is in Pisces for about 6 weeks is we can have a lot of anger and frustration that comes up from our unconscious, places where we're touching feelings we don't know what to do with, that we get overwhelmed by. So rather than actually have the maturity to feel the feelings, heal and do what we need to do, sometimes what we do is we just lash out because we're terrified, we're caught. Now this time on June 2nd, when Mars retrograde is squaring Mars, Venus retrograde is squaring Mars, it's really an invitation to take stock of. This is Venus in Gemini and Mars in Pisces at 14 degrees. Take stock of, okay, there's part of me that's angry and frustrated and unconsciously lashing out. And there's part of me, Venus, that says, I need a new story in Gemini. I need to let go of my old relationship patterns. Because how do I attend to my hurt feelings? How do I turn to my intensity, my strong feelings in a proactive way, in a mature way? So that happens now. And then Wednesday, June 3rd, the sun is with Venus as she's in a retrograde phase at 14 degrees of Gemini. And the sun is the hero or heroine archetype of the planets. The sun represents the part of us that illuminates and shines and lives our life. When the sun and Venus come together, there's an illumination of what's really important to us, Venus. What are our values? What do we really want in relationship? Not just for ourselves, but for our world. What new stories, Gemini, need to be told? What new questions need to be asked? What's a whole different way to look at things? We're in the throes of that now and shining the light on that. Venus will rise on June 9th. I'll say more about that next podcast. And that she begins a new cycle of calling us to alternatives, stories, bridging, peacemaking. Change up our stories, change our minds. We're right in this deep cooking time. And then the biggest astrological cycle of the week is on Friday, June 5th. We have a full moon eclipse at 12:12 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. At 16 degrees of Gemini and Sagittarius. The sun is in Gemini, the full moon is in Sagittarius. As I said before, if you don't understand what the degree measurement means, don't worry about it. Some people listening to this podcast know their chart and can put these energies into their chart and get deeper understandings. If it's something you want to do, you could contact an astrologer and have them work with your chart. Now, at a full moon, the sun and moon are opposite each other. And then we have an eclipse that's even more intense because it's connecting with something we call the nodes, the north node and the south node. Now, the nodes are in a set of zodiac signs for about 18 months. And we just had the nodes shift into the north node in Gemini and the south node in Sagittarius on May 5th of 2020. And they'll stay in those two signs until January 18th, 2022. The nodes represent our evolutionary path. The south node represents where we've come from, our old ways of doing things, our old habits, sometimes our survival patterns. It's not that it's negative, but it's like the path of least resistance. The north node, on the other hand, is our challenge point. It's calling us, our cutting edge work. What do we have to grow into? In this time period between early May and early January of 2022, the south node in Sagittarius is challenging us to look at our dogmas. Sagittarius is a beautiful sign that has to do with making meaning and understanding the big picture and questing for greater knowing. In its wounded side, it's about our dogmatism and getting on our soapbox and saying, my truth is the right truth. My way is the right way. I know what I'm talking about. You don't. Gemini is where the north node is, and the north node is calling us now in this 18-month period, let go of your certainty about your truths with a capital T and ask some really good, curious questions. What's it like for the other person? What's another way of looking at this? What new stories can we tell? How can I open my mind and be curious? That's the big challenge in this time period for the next 18 months. And this is the very first eclipse we're having since the nodes have shifted. So the full moon eclipse is asking us to look at the emotional material, full moon. Where am I caught in my old dogmas? And what new stories am I longing to tell? What new stories do my people need? How can we get aware and be open to new ideas so we don't keep emotionally hurting ourselves with our old certainty about reality? And this is particularly strong. This full moon has so much intensity with it because as the sun is in Gemini and the moon opposite in the sky is in Sagittarius, they both are 90 degrees away or squaring Mars, which again is in the sign of Pisces. Now, I said before, Mars in Pisces is a problematic placement for this archetype. Because what it often means is that we want to go forward with something, Mars, but we are caught in a way by unconscious material that seems to stymie us. So we get angry and pissed because we don't know what's holding us back. We just know we feel some big feeling, whether it's fear, it's anger, it's some other emotional pattern. It's an ancestral pattern we're not even tracking. It's a trauma pattern we're not even tracking. We're just reacting. And we see this so strongly right now, especially in the United States, but elsewhere. And this leads me to mention something that comes from my colleague at Astro Butterfly. You can go to her website, astrobutterfly.com, where she talks about Mars. Mars has a 2-year cycle around the sun. And her premise is that that 2-year cycle with Mars, as it makes important connections with the sun from our perspective on the earth as it travels around us, in that 2-year cycle, it's connected to the concept of the hero's journey from Joseph Campbell. And in that archetypal story, the hero, it also can be the heroine, because we don't have to get gender biased here. We can be the being, it doesn't have to have gender, but it's the sense of that active young part of us, the hero, heroine, who goes out on a journey and is seeking treasure, seeking transformation. And there's a place where the hero leaves the known world and goes into unknown, special, challenging territory. Eventually, the hero comes to a place where it has to fight the dragon, which is symbolic of fighting its own inner shadow, its own deepest fears. And then as it travels, there's another test that the hero goes through before returning to his or her life, hero, heroine, their life, to make sure, did you learn the lesson? Were you able to metabolize and transmute your own poisons before you bring the treasure back to the people? The treasure is your changed self. So at Astro Butterfly, she talks about the Mars cycle with the sun, and that where we are right now with this full moon eclipse is the sun squaring Mars, 90 degrees away from Mars. And in the hero's journey, this is the first major challenge of the hero. Now, in the current Mars-Sun cycle, it began in September 9th of 2019, when the sun and Mars were at 10 degrees of Virgo. Virgo is a sign of healing. It's a sign of service. It's a sign of finding the sacred form that really allows things to be in wholeness and healing. So really, we've begun collectively and individually since September of last year, a journey for healing and to heal the Mars of ourselves, the angry warrior, the destructive, violent warrior of ourselves. And in this full moon eclipse on June 5th, the sun and Mars are now 90 degrees away from each other. The sun being in Gemini, Mars being in Pisces. This is called a first quarter square in astrology, and it means action needs to be taken. And Astro Butterfly, she talks about this is the place when the Mars warrior is connected to its victim state. It's leaving the known world of control, and it's going into a deep transformation. And the victim consciousness is up big time. And we see this in our world this week. The victimization of Black people, and they've had enough. And the world has had enough, and allies have had enough. But also the terrorists, the ones trying to pretend to be protesters who are actually violent and wanting to bring down the system, they're also caught in their own victim stance. The trouble is they have guns, but this is up right now. The hero caught in his victim state, her victim state, their victim state, continuing this journey of transformation of healing. And just to finish the cycle, The next part of this hero's journey from this metaphor is October 13th of 2020, when the sun is opposite Mars retrograde in the fall. And that'll be the sun in Libra and Mars retrograde in Aries. This is the time in the storyline when the hero confronts his fears and his own shadow. She confronts her fears and shadow. They confront their fear and shadow. So we're building towards that. And in this time of leaving the known world, what the hero heroine most needs to do is draw on resources, find a mentor, ask for help, which internal resources are available that you can cultivate to prepare for facing your deepest fears and your biggest shadow. What skills do you need to master? All that is happening in the world right now is putting us all on alert. We need more resources to lean in, because everything happening in the external world is also in our own worlds. It's not in any way am I condoning what's happening and the violence that's going on and the heinous crimes happening, but rather, how do we all learn from this? And just to finish the cycle, the third quarter square of the sun and Mars will happen on February 1st, 2021. That's when the sun is in Aquarius and the Mars will be in Taurus, 13 degrees Aquarius Taurus. And in the third quarter square, the hero gets one more test, the heroine gets one more test before returning from the deep transformation journey to bring the healing gift back to the people. So that'll be an opportunity for us. The interesting thing is February 1st is Lammas, Candlemas, Lady Day. It's deeply connected to the Celtic goddess Bridget and inspiration. It's a very powerful cross-quarter day and ceremony time of the deep sacred feminine. And then the cycle of Mars and Sun will finish on October 8th of 2021, and a new cycle will begin. So here's a sense of the storyline we're in. You need to be with what's arising in you, and particularly to be with the unconscious reactions and feelings that would cause you to have violence to yourself or others. Yes, advocate. Yes, protest. Yes, speak up for what is wrong and needs to be changed, and watch how you're fueled by unconscious fears that really don't serve you or anyone else. So here in this podcast, my dear ones, I myself am in my own Sagittarius soapbox. And so please take what serves you, let go of what doesn't. I'd like to leave you with a poem by Judith Hill called Wage Peace. Wage peace. Wage peace with your breath. Breathe in firemen and rubble. Breathe out whole buildings and flocks of red-winged blackbirds. Breathe in terrorists and breathe out sleeping children and freshly mown fields. Breathe in confusion and breathe out maple trees. Breathe in the fallen and breathe out lifelong friendships intact. Wage peace with your listening. Hearing sirens play loud. Pray loud. Remember your tools, flower seeds, clothespins, clean rivers, make soup. Play music, memorize the words for thank you in three languages. Learn to knit and make a hat. Think of chaos as dancing raspberries. Imagine grief as the outbreath of beauty or the gesture of fish. Swim for the other side. Wage peace. Never has the world seemed so fresh and precious. Have a cup of tea and rejoice. Act as if armistice has already arrived. Celebrate today. Bless all of our journeys, dear ones.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.